You're a parent of college student yourself. Can you give us some advice about having your students come home for the holidays and they've been away, they're building this new identity, and then they're coming home as a slightly new person? How do you as a parent respond to that?
It's a journey. I mean, it's a journey, especially when you have a college student who is learning things that you don't necessarily know what's going on in a classroom or in a residence hall or other things. And so I think being open to hearing and listening. I think the first thing is just being present, finding some time where it's just not the TV on, other distractions. It might be going out for a cup of coffee or for dinner, just maybe one parent to the student or to both parents with the student, with your child. But just being present with and just allowing a conversation to happen, I think that's really important. Asking some open-ended questions. And this is difficult, and not being judgmental. I mean, just kind of listening and say, well, tell me more, as opposed to saying, well, gee, I'm not sure I agree with that or other things. But, you know, listening more as much as you can and allowing the fact that the journey is not done, even though they may be 18 to 22. And frankly, later in life as well. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit older, but even with my parents until they passed away, there were moments where I'm still not sure that they knew everything about what I did in my job, let alone what are the different aspects and things that influenced me as well. But the appreciation of my parents in regards to allowing them for me to speak was really helpful. Didn't happen all the time, but it certainly was the piece, I think, where they were, especially later on, I think they said, okay, we need to kind of sit back a little bit and listen. And now with both a college student and one who now is out in the work world, newly married, I mean, there's another aspect of journey that my wife and I need to just sit back and listen, be present with, spend time with as much as we can, and keep asking good questions and listening without judgment as much as possible, and seeing how it keeps on unfolding. Because certainly I'm not a finished product yet. God still has work to do in me, but I still have plenty of rough edges. I'm sure that my kids do as well, and we keep on needing to understand and have patience and frankly grace.
Love and patience, right? And patience and love. So I'll end this one with my father's favorite quote. I left home at 18, sure my father knew nothing. I returned home at 21, amazed at what he'd learned in 3 short years.
That's right.